If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, hello.
Yo, yo, yo.
We are back.
Yes.
How did you feel about last week's show? Let's just start there. How did you feel about last week's show?
Man, last week was a tearjerker.
Yeah.
And it was inspirational.
Yeah.
It was poignant. It was on time.
Oh, gosh.
Last week was an expression of love. Frustration.
Frustration, for sure.
Yo, they caught the guys that did the shooting.
I know they caught one of them.
They caught two. They caught two.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, one was a minor, so they did not release his
Okay. Is that the issue? So for those who do not know what we're talking about, we are talking about the shooting that took place at Morgan State University campus last week that caused Alan and I to not have a traditional homecoming, but that did not stop Wakanda. And so I guess the news update, I guess we're journalists now, is that they have caught the shooters and
two out of three,
and they are in custody. I will say this, and this is not to go down a rabbit hole, but you know, I was talking to actually one of your friends who works for the mayor's office, and they were saying that this type of violence that's usually like gang or drug related, the, I guess, top guys, whoever they are, they typically get underage youth to do the shootings because they know that not only that they can't get the same type of time, but there are different laws around the investigation. So like you can't ask, you know, you can't speak to someone under the age of 18 without their parent being there, you know, all types of different laws that make the investigation more difficult. And so they purposely pick younger guys to engage in gun violence because it makes it harder to catch them and, you know, and then try them.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus, you know, these folks, their brains aren't developed.
Facts.
You can talk them into doing almost anything, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Young people, be on guard. Don't be out here perpetrating violence.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
That aside, I will say, I think our show last week was beautiful. I got some really, really great messages from other Morgan alum and just from people in general saying that like last week's show for the Morgan alum, that last week's show was the show that they needed to hear. Like it lifted their spirits and made them feel better. You know, just to have conversation or to hear others' conversation about it and just to know how we are all impacted from it. And then others who weren't Morgan alum were just proud. They were just proud of our stance around the support of our university. And also just knowing that we will always, as a people, just in general, overcome. And that we did that and we still had light and we still had something to celebrate. And we still did celebrate.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't stop the love from reverberating, from emanating. Yeah. You know, and sometimes homecoming is just about us getting back together and coming back home.
Yeah.
And home was disturbed for a short amount of time and home's going to change. Morgan's got to do some things to tighten up its security a little bit, which I think is also a little bit controversial, but I think it's very needed. I don't think Morgan's going to erect like the Great Wall of China around his campus, but certainly they're going to make it such that it's a little harder to access the campus. You have to come in through some security points, which gives the university a chance to really put some policing in place that, because, you know, Morgan's so big, there's so many entryways. know, they're just trying to restrict the number of ways you can get onto the campus.
But I will say this.
Still be open to the community.
Yeah, I will say this. And I feel like people are freaking out. So like there's this, you know, news that Morgan is putting a wall up. And Dr. Wilson said that's not the case. He said the wall that they are currently putting up is a wall that was already broken. Like it was already in the process of being fixed. So that wall is the wall. It's like a knee wall on top of that. That was always there. That they are currently fixing. Yeah. But they're
extending. They're going to extend it.
But there's no talks of like this massive wall or anything. No,
it's
like
not.
That.
It's not a Donald Trump Mexico
facts.
Wall.
Like, facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
I mean, the beauty of Morgan is that it's an open campus and it's inviting for Black folks, and it gives folks access to college, and you don't want to have it closed off. So, but it's a fine balance because you need kids to be safe. So,
but yeah, also as a college student, you don't want to be closed off. That's what you don't want either. I will say that. And what's something that was also really beautiful, and then we will move on, is that literally like after we posted the show, I had two people reach out to me and say, hey, your show was really beautiful. My kid wants to go to Morgan next year.
Wow.
And I know so many people were worried about hearing like, you know, not only people pulling their kids out of Morgan State University, but also not being interested in attending Morgan State University. Mm. And literally, I got two messages after we posted our show saying, hey, so, you know, my kid really wants to go to Morgan next year. Can you help? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're
slow down. Yeah, I was going to say, slow down for others listening. I can't help your child. Like, I can't help them. I don't know you. I don't know them. The issue might be their grades. So I can't help them.
It's hard to get in nowadays. That's for sure.
We're not offering scholarships, meaning Alan and myself. Morgan is. You've got to go through your traditional channels. But, you know, it was beautiful to hear that. And it was beautiful to know that people recognize that violence is violence and it can happen anywhere, but it is not a reflection of the HBCU community, Morgan State University.
Certainly not.
And just how beautiful of an opportunity it is to attend the National Treasure.
Absolutely.
Morgan needs to cut us a check. I ain't gonna hold you. Or something.
We cut Morgan checks. So I think that's the way that's gonna go.
How about cut me down on student loans? Like, because I still got them. And you can colleges
told
at this
you to
point,
make all that money? No one told you to be high income.
Can colleges get involved at this point? Can they step in on our behalf and say, release hers?
No.
You don't know.
Absolutely not.
I mean, they're the ones who put me on the books. Can they take me off? I'm being serious.
No, they cannot. So let's get into our show.
I can't be pardoned. Dr. Wilson can't pardon me.
No. Pardon. Like you're on death row.
He's the president. Right? The president should be able to
he
pardon.
He wasn't president when you were there. You had Dr. Earl S. Richardson, my guy. So
that's a fact.
No,
but you can pardon new people just because you're new, you can pardon whoever you want.
Whatever. Can we get into the show? We have a lot to talk about today.
Okay. You're gonna ask the president of NYU to pardon you and your son. So okay. That's fine. When I get pardoned, don't say nothing and don't ask.
Okay, I won't. Right. I promise.
Today's show is not about any of this. And today's show is a bit more traditional in our normal content where we focus on wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship. And we typically try to do it from a lens of purpose or just our people or just growth and just wanting y'all to be successful, wanting us all to be successful. Today, we're talking about lending your money with purpose.
Wow.
Yeah. If you've been rocking with us for a long time, you've probably heard some of our series, Is Your Money Racist? Is Your Money Sexist? Is Your Money Ruining the World? This is a part of that. That's our ongoing mission. I'm not going to hold you. Like, we're always going to be talking about that. That's always going to be an underlying lens to our conversation. And so this is just more of being a part of that. And ultimately, it's about investing your money in a way that's aligned with who you are as a person.
Yes.
That's it. This is not about charity. This is not about, you know, taking an L, sacrificing the return, sacrificing the opportunity to make money. This is not about that. This is about investing your money in a way where you make money, right? But it also aligns with who you are. You're not ruining the world. You're not investing in presidential or political candidates you don't align with. You're not investing in a prison industrial complex or things, companies, institutions, organizations that tear the world apart. or don't align with who you are as a person.
Sometimes they say doing well and doing good at the same time.
I've never heard that. It sounds super basic, but yes, you can say that. So today we're talking about how you can also not just invest your money, but you can lend your money in a way that, one, still gets you a return, because that's what we're about, but is aligned with purpose that can do good.
Absolutely. So this week we had an RFP. So we manage money. I don't know if y'all realize this or
what?
Not. We run a wealth management company.
Who's money?
And we have a lot of clients that are individuals, but about half of our client assets are with nonprofit organizations, foundations.
Pause right there, because we need to speak on that. So when you say we manage the assets of institutions, what kind of institutions are you talking about?
Yeah, nonprofit organizations, endowments, foundations.
Universities.
Medical schools.
Oh.
We're trying to land some HBCUs, but y'all don't hear me though.
Hating.
We've been knocking on the doors for a long time. They'll come around. I mean, we are only one of the largest Black-owned wealth management companies in the country.
If you're gonna flex. Yeah, hey. No, Alan's not lying. We've said this before. Matter of fact, I don't mind the shameless plug. I've done this before. HBCUs, we manage the endowment assets of white institutions.
Sure
they
do.
They recognize how wonderful they love us. They recognize how wonderful we are in performance, in mission aligned investments, but also in a customer service experience. There's nothing like the momentum experience.
Nothing like it.
Okay. But the HBCUs keep throwing us shade, and we have tried. Trust me, we have gone to the meetings. Though. We've flewed some out. We flewed one out once years ago.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yes,
about that.
Years ago.
We've done everything. We've done the most beautiful presentations.
Mm-hmm.
We got the shortest letters in return. our RFP for one HBCU that I hope to get one day. We were like, we're going to create an internship program so that students there can work on the endowment while also learning about investments, like work on your own university endowment to help create scholarships for your own school. Like, nobody's doing that at the big bold bracket Wall Street.
And you know what happened? You know what happened with that particular process? They fired the lady who we were working with. Before the process was over, like that next week they fired her. Mm. And I'm going to say that we helped her get another job.
Yeah. Listen,
we are good people. We are just at the core, we are just good people. Yeah. So HBCUs, though, stop letting white people manage all your money. I'm just going to put it out there like that.
Listen, hey, I mean,
that's what's happening.
Y'all are creating Black professionals. Give us a chance is all
trust
I'm saying.
Trust them.
Okay.
Yeah, trust them.
Yeah,
believe
y'all
in
made
them.
Us. Oh, we're not good enough for you, but you want us to be hired by the world. All right, whatever. We're not talking about that.
Okay. Yeah.
So this week we had an RFP, which is a chance for us to compete against other financial firms for a piece of business. And this particular institution has us on their list, especially because, you know, we are very, very good at helping organizations to match their money with their mission. And so this nonprofit received a really, really big grant. And that grant is going to be used to fund initiatives in the Black community over the next 8 to 10 years. And so they wanted investments that would also match their mission to make money while they're holding the money to give out over the next 8 to 10 years. And so we came up with a beautiful portfolio that had a ton of Black money managers and women money managers, but also a ton of impact investments. These are chances to make a return but also have an impact with your dollars. And in particular, we introduced them to something called impact notes. And this is, again, a chance to Tiffany's point about lending your money with purpose. It's the chance to buy a bond where the proceeds of that bond are going to actually fund initiatives in your community.
Yeah, just to remind you guys of what a bond is, right? We reference bond in a variety of different ways as a safer investment than stocks, just as a diversification tool in your portfolio. Mm-hmm. But at the most granular level, bonds are investments where the investor, you are lending money to something, a company, a municipality, the government for a set period of time, right? It is an indicated term. And in exchange for you lending them money, you get regular interest payments, right? And then once that bond reaches maturity, once that term is over, if it's a 1-year bond, a 3-year bond, a 5-year bond, a 10-year bond, you get your money back. But in the meantime, while they're holding your money, they pay you interest payments. So just like when you have a credit card debt, you are not only making principal payments, but you are making interest payments.
Yeah.
Essentially, you are the credit card company, right? Someone has borrowed your money and they are making incremental interest payments until they're in a place, which is usually the end of the term, to just pay the money off.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about lending with purpose, we are referencing bonds because you are the lender. You are lending money to a company, a government institution, a municipality. You can lend money to your city. You can lend money to your state, right? And so when you are the lender, they owe you. Say, what's your price? That just made me think of Genuine. That's what came to mind.
You can hold my ice.
Exactly. Now you say you owe me something. Exactly.
Owe me back like you owe your tax. Pay me back when you shake it like that. Sorry. Okay. So I see shackles on your feet, by the way. Sorry. All right. So when people talk about investments, they tend to think about stocks. And then you hear this word bond, but folks don't really know what bonds are. We broke down what bonds are. It's a loan. Mm-hmm. You give your money, you get your money back plus some interest. Would you believe that the bond market is actually larger than the stock market?
Oh, you would never believe that because that's not what people talk about.
We don't talk about that.
And the reason why people don't talk about it is because bonds just don't sound sexy, right?
You
don't. It's not
sexy.
It
really isn't.
When we talk about, if you've been with us for a while, we've talked about vegetables and cake, mm-hmm. right? When we talk about your risk tolerance, when we talk about your portfolio diversification, your allocation, bonds are the vegetables. They are not the cake.
Yeah. And
it's the cauliflower.
Not
the pancake.
Call vegetables. You don't be like, I went to this restaurant. Let me tell you, girl, they had the most.
I do.
Kale.
I do. Everybody knows that I do. I brag on vegetables.
Salad was bomb.
If it's the Brussels sprouts, it's the Brussels sprouts for me.
You're not posting food photos of
vegetables.
Lettuce, my guy.
True.
You're really not.
True. Yeah. But if it's a cake with like fire and they got to pour syrup
for
on
sure.
it. Oh, y'all are pouring it. Y'all,
time.
It's
That's
all
story.
Over the place. Never yeah. showing anybody that you ate carrots for dinner.
Mm-hmm. So basically, vegetables in the world are bigger than cake. There's $119 trillion in the bond market compared to only $117 trillion in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So both are really, really big. Bonds are a little bit bigger. And in fact, the U.S. is the largest bond market in the world. There's about $53 trillion in bonds that are loaned to U.S. entities. And when we talk about U.S. entities, we're talking about the U.S. government being the biggest borrower. Our U.S. government is about 45% of the market. Government agencies are another 9% of the market. When we say government agencies, we're talking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the Federal Home Loan Corporation. These are like government adjacent entities that are also borrowing money to do things like issue mortgages and farm loans and things like that. There's municipal bonds. Municipal bonds are when you, to Tiffany's point, loan your money to the state where you live or the city where you live, or let's say your local toll road like the New Jersey Turnpike. There's corporate bonds. You can loan money to McDonald's Corporation or Coca-Cola. There's a lot of different types of bonds, but there's a really, really small sliver of the market that is impact bonds or impact notes. And when you think about the size of the impact investment market, and when I say impact investment, this is both stocks and bonds. There's about $1 trillion invested in impact investments across the world. So a really small sliver of that is going into bonds. And these are bonds, again, that we call impact bonds. And this is a chance to make investments that have a positive, measurable social or environmental impact while also making a financial return.
I love it. I love it. And so that is what we're talking about today. We are going to talk about that today from a lending perspective. I want us to be clear about something, right? Like, I know for some people, when they think about the financial industry, when they think about Wall Street, it's just all bad. It's just greedy capitalists who are doing anything to make a dollar. And even though you're still going to invest, you just feel like, you know, I'm just a part of the regime. You don't have to be. There are so many options. There are so many ways for you to make sure you are getting your returns. You are building your wealth. You are creating a legacy for yourself and your family. You are setting yourself up for great wealth while also setting up the rest of the world for great success, for having a meaningful impact. It's all available. It's just not what's talked about. Right. It's just not what's talked about because people just want to hear about Apple and Facebook and Netflix, right? They just like Google, like, which is thing. Like, people just want to hear about the sexy stuff. But what if it's not sexy?
Why do you say it like that? The sexy.
Sexy. The sexy.
Nobody says that.
They do. It's not like a preacher. They do say it like that. They do say it like that. Thank you very much. They definitely do say it like that. But again, people are not talking about that. But it's our job to do that because we do want you to know that option is very, very much available. And a lot of our clients are taking it. So stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Momentum.
So we are back.
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about lending with a purpose, impact investments, and impact notes.
Yeah, because we want to make sure that your money is not racist, my friend.
Or ruining the world.
Ooh, or sexist at that.
All of that. Like, what if people in your family, what if someone really close to you died from lung cancer, and you found out that your bond investments were investing in the tobacco industry?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be cool with that? How would you feel about that?
Or what if you found out that your bond investment was actually funding the creation of prisons or ICE facilities, immigration detainment centers?
And let me tell you,
good about that.
You guys might think like, but that's crazy. That's egregious. It's not. That's super regular. That is super regular. Alan and I have attended conferences where they are rolling out like, hey guys, these are all the new investment opportunities. We want you to take these back to your clients because they've got
program.
Really great returns. They're going to be happy, you know, with the note or whatever comes with it. And on the screen, in their slide deck, on the projector is an ICE facility.
Yeah.
It's people in ICE uniforms.
We're not talking about ICE baby either.
Exactly. Like, it's people in the uniforms, like, standing there smiling, like, invest in us, please. Like, keep us employed. Keep us detaining people. So for us, this is regular. We are pitched this. This is a common investment for you because you're not aware of it. And it's called, you know, it's got a nice name like, oh, invest in Green Carrot, the Green Carrot Fund. You leave it at that. But underneath the hood, it's a lot going on. And this is very, 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 very regular. So we do say this all the time. We let people know all the time. If you want to know like how you're invested, you can always reach out to us, momentum-advisors.com. Go to our contact page and set up a complimentary consultation. But if you just want to be clear, like, what am I actually investing in? How racist is my money? How sexist is my money? Because ultimately, unfortunately, most of us, our portfolios are racist, sexist, or ruining the world. If you just want to know, holler at us. We'll do a lens. We'll do a screen for you. Don't feel bad about it. No judgment. Walk away, talk to your financial advisor and ask them to make some changes or see if you can work with us and we'll make those changes for you.
Absolutely. So I'm gonna tell you a quick story. So I have a brother-in-law, my wife's brother, who has been in and out of prison for a good part of his adult life. And he has two young children, actually three, just had a new baby. And he's trying to get his life back on track. Part of coming out of prison in the state of California means you are on parole and you are required to live in close proximity to where you committed the crime. So even if you could move away, like his mom lives in Florida, he was required to stay in San Francisco. And he didn't even live in San Francisco. He lived in Oakland and they went to San Francisco to rob people. I hate to say it like that. So like, meaning he couldn't even afford to live where he was doing his crimes, but he's required to stay in San Francisco. So he gets out of prison, he did his time. And I believe that folks who do a crime can be reformed. I believe that they should have a chance to be able to recreate their lives. Like, it should not be a life sentence because you did a crime, you made a mistake when you were younger. So he comes out of prison and he's homeless. He's literally living in a shelter. He ends up getting another woman pregnant. The three of them are living in a shelter because the baby comes while he's in the shelter. And, you know, he doesn't want to leave because his older two kids are there. He's got a new baby. He's got ties to San Francisco. But San Francisco is like an extremely expensive place to live. The average price for a one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco is about $3,400 a month, right? That is loot. So he sent a message recently that, hey, I found a new apartment. It's in a brand new building right in downtown San Francisco, and my rent is only $400 a month.
Wow.
That's what's called affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable housing is a section of the real estate market where folks are creating opportunities for people in the community to have a place to live. Because a lot of these cities, things are so expensive. Even, let's say, the police or the fireman or the teacher or the person who's re-entering the world or the person working at Starbucks, they might not have a chance to live there. And how can you have a community where people who are serving the community, who are trying to get back on their feet in the community, people who were born and raised in that community, can't afford to live there? And so I bring up affordable housing because somebody's got to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody's got to give them the money to make the loan, to be able to bring this building, this beautiful building. It's a brand new glass and steel building that if you saw it from the outside, you would have no idea that this is affordable housing and that there's folks in there paying $400 a month.
But where's that money coming from?
Yeah, it comes from things like impact notes.
Right. So it's an investment, right? And it's an investment opportunity. And it's just one of many, right? So Alan's telling a story about just something that hits close to home for him, but it's one of many investment opportunities that allow you to support or have an impact in the world.
Absolutely. So the United Nations came up with this thing called the Sustainable Development Goals. And it's really a framework for how to end poverty, reduce inequality, and also tackle climate change along the way.
Y'all, I've never heard about this.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
You should know about this, but
right,
yeah,
but it's
heard about it.
And they came up with this in 2015.
Mm-hmm. And the goal was that by 2030, they should be able to make major progress in the world across all of these different agenda items, which is going to just make the world a better place. And so part of the 17-point agenda is a focus on poverty, on hunger, on good health and well-being, on education, gender equality, clean water, affordable and clean energy, access to decent work, infrastructure, inequality, sustainable cities, climate change, life below water and on land, as well as peace and justice.
And international cooperation,
mm-hmm.
which is very important.
Yeah. And so this framework is basically saying, look, we need public and private organizations to work together. We need the government to be a part of this, but we also need nonprofit organizations to be a part of it. We need NGOs, non-governmental organizations to be a part of it. We all have to come together and come up with solutions that fit these 17 different goals. And the world has basically come together and invested $1 trillion out of $259 trillion, right? 0.004%.
I got a dollar on it.
Like the world has said, yeah, we believe in this. Like we think it makes sense to make sure the world doesn't fall apart. And we're going to put our money behind it. And the amount of money is added up to 0.004% of all the investment dollars in the world.
Essentially less than a penny?
Yeah.
Less. When's the last time you've seen a penny?
I'm looking at a penny right now.
Are you?
I believe in change.
Okay? I haven't seen a penny.
When's the last time I spent a penny is a question.
Yeah. There's that.
Yeah. So what I'm getting at is that like these impact investments, and going through that list, it spoke to everybody, right? It spoke to women. It spoke to racial minorities. It spoke to humans.
No, I was going to say, it literally just speaks to humans, like the access to clean water and affordable energy.
That's just humanity. That's just
right?
Regular life.
That's just regular life, regular stuff. And I don't care how wealthy you are. Like at some point, your money's not going to top out if there's no clean water available. Like, yeah, they're not keeping some water for the rich, right? Like, it's all going down the tubes, like air, climate change. Like, the climate is not going to just affect impoverished areas. It's coming. It's damn sure in Florida. And that's where a lot of y'all are. So, you know what I mean? It's in Florida for sure. So this is just humanity.
Yeah. So what are impact notes? Again, there are loans made with the intention to generate positive, measurable social and environmental impact while also creating a financial return. Now, we'll say in some cases that return can be like a market rate return, meaning I expect the same rate of return I would expect if I were making any other investment. But in some cases, it could be a financial return that gives up some of the return because it's an exchange for a greater environmental or social impact. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about these impact notes or impact bonds. We're going to give you a couple of examples of organizations that are doing the work that you could put money into, and it doesn't require you to have a ton of money.
Yeah, but I do want to put a pin in that really quickly, Alan, because you just mentioned like in some of the investment vehicles, you might be giving up some returns. And someone might say, well, why would I want to do that? I want all my returns. I will tell you, if you have a diversified portfolio, if you have your money sitting in a variety of different accounts, some accounts you might not want as strong returns because of your tax strategy. Right. And so for some people, you are thinking about investments that don't have as strong returns and where they should sit to help your overall tax strategy versus others. So there is room and place for all of these vehicles. Right. So I don't want you to say like, I'm about to give up my returns. I'll tell you this. You haven't talked to a financial advisor and you haven't put in place a full wealth strategy, because if you have money sitting in a variety of different places, you also are mindful of your tax strategy and you do want some investments that are not making a ton of returns to sit in certain places to help, again, diversify your portfolio, but also offset capital gains tax and some other things that are going on.
Or dare I say, there's somebody out here listening where this applies to them. Like, we have a client who is, I'm going to call her third generation wealthy. Her grandfather made a ton of money, and she realizes that a lot of that money was at the expense of Black and brown people.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels kind of guilty about that. And so she wants to invest in a way where even if she's giving up some financial return, she knows that there's a big impact on the world and it makes her feel better. Like, I'm not saying zero return. Again, right, this is not charity. But it is possible that there are people who just want to, it's more important to them to have an impact than it is to make a financial return. But it's not that you have to completely trade off one for the other.
Exactly. And I'm just going to say one last thing. There are also people who inherit money, and you've inherited, and this is like the client that Alan just referred to, but you've inherited money from someone who always wanted to make an impact. They left that money because they wanted you to continue their legacy and they wanted you to make an impact with that money. And therefore, that might be the time where you want to invest your money in such a way where you, as Alan mentioned, give up some return, not all your returns, just a little bit of your returns, to have a greater impact, to continue to further the legacy that they had while they were alive.
Yeah. So we're going to highlight three organizations. We want you to look up these organizations, run them past your financial advisor. Mm-hmm. But like, these are opportunities to invest really small amounts of money. It can be a part of your diversified portfolio. It can be part of your wealth building strategy. And you can feel really good about where the money's going. So the first organization is Calvert Impact. Calvert is a really large money manager. And Calvert Impact is kind of like a side business. It's a nonprofit organization that Calvert started. And for $20, that's their minimum. $20 minimum, you can invest in these community investment notes. These are basically bonds. The term on these bonds is either 1 year, 3 years, or 5 years. The return on investment is about 4%. So you can lock your money up for 3 years and get a 4% return. But what they're doing is they're turning around and making investment in these top impact areas. Number one is small business, and in particular, minority-owned and women-owned small businesses. Number two is renewable energy. And number three is microfinance. Microfinance is the notion of making really, really small loans that are very meaningful for the borrower. Like, in some cases, someone is running a business or they want to start a business, and if they could just get $1,000 to file their papers with the state or city, that's all they need to get started. And so that's the concept of microfinance.
Yeah. And here are just some of the deals that Calvert Impact has invested in, right? So something called ArtSpace in Minneapolis. It's a nonprofit whose mission is to create, foster, and preserve affordable and sustainable space for artists. ArtSpace operates across 22 states, including DC. There's also something called Capital for Change, based out of Connecticut. Capital for Change is the largest full-service CDFI in Connecticut. They serve individuals, nonprofits, small businesses, and educational institutions, and their programs broaden access to affordable housing, energy efficiency, and job opportunities for underserved communities. So when you lend money, when you invest in Calvert Impact, you are also having an impact. You are investing money in some of these type of deals. And I do want to say, I know we highlighted, we're going to feature three, or we're going to talk about three on today's episode, but there are plenty. You just have to do your Google research. Our job is to make you aware of what's available so that you could take it to the next level and do the research, enlighten yourself so that you can find the things that are important to you.
Absolutely. And Calvert's had a big impact. They've been doing this since 1995. They raised over $4 billion from 19,000 different investors. They've invested in 100 different countries. So Calvert is doing this work globally. They're investing in places like Sub-Saharan Africa, as well as the United States. In terms of impact, they've reduced over 19 million metric tons of carbon emissions. They've produced and financed over 7.8 million units of solar energy. I don't even know what the units are.
Okay.
They've conserved 560 million kilowatts of energy. So, I mean, really, it's impact, right? So, and you want to be able to measure the impact. Like, it's not just enough to say, hey, we're putting this money into this particular thing that we feel good about. It's also calculating that impact. And, you know, I think about something like ArtSpace, which is in Minneapolis. Like, we need art. Like, I know everybody wants to make money and have access to good food and whatnot, but like, sometimes you need music and you need to look at something beautiful to give you some inspiration to make you feel more human. And so one of the things that's being funded is affordable spaces that artists can rent out, which I think is a beautiful thing. The next organization is Capital Impact. Capital Impact's been around since 1982. They've, since inception, invested about $2.5 billion in community capital. So their bonds are actually rated by the ratings agencies. These are companies that are similar to the FICO organizations that rate the creditworthiness of an individual. The ratings agencies will rate an issuer, a bond issuer, to say this person or this organization has good credit versus bad credit. And so Capital Impact notes are actually rated A+. And I know A+ sounds great. The ratings go A, AA, AAA. So A+ is good. It's not the best, but it's very, very solid. So Capital Impact partners, their notes actually pay more of a market rate return. So you could buy a 3-year bond with them and the rate of interest is about 6%.
Right. So some of the areas where they have the top impact are healthcare, housing, and education. And just for example, just one of the type of deals that they funded is something called Entrepreneurs of Color Fund. Right. And what they do, it's based around the impact of COVID-19 on small businesses owned by people of color. They've invested a ton of money in Black-owned small to medium-sized businesses during COVID that just wanted to stay alive, that wanted to survive the pandemic. I know we have a lot of listeners and we have a lot of clients who are going through that. So they've also helped minority developers shape the future of their communities. How many times have you walked into or have you driven into a city that's being very much so developed? As we know, I'm in DC now and there's development everywhere. How many of those developers are minority owned, mm-hmm. who've had the money to be able to bid for those type of projects? They've also funded female leaders shattering ceilings for their communities, supporting female leaders and allowing them to have an impact on social change. But all these things take money. whether it's just to support their initiatives, whether it's to promote them, to get them into office, to get them into leadership roles. This capital impact has put their money, the money that you guys invest or that people are investing towards these initiatives to ensure that it's having an impact in the community. So we are talking about lending with a purpose. Mm-hmm. And by lending, we don't mean your homeboy. We don't mean that sister of the street who always asking for money. We don't mean your auntie, right? Because that, I don't know what the purpose of that is. That's above us. That's a family matter. Lending the money in your portfolio, investing in a way that gets you returns, but that also has an impact in the community and that aligns with the purpose that is important to you. So we have more to talk about. Stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
It's the pathway to freedom that's leading to the North Star.
Thank you so much for listening to the Momentum Advisors Show. This is Sean King, founder and CEO of the North Star. If you want to hear more shows like this, featuring black and brown voices on the most important issues of the day, head over right now to thenorthstar.com to discover all the podcasts we have to offer. We have over 500 different episodes from 6 different podcast series, and they're all great. Check them out.
Momentum
So we are back.
Yes.
Still talking about the impact that you can have on the world with your investment dollars.
And specifically your fixed income or your bond investments, the safe money, your safe
vegetables.
Money. Your vegetables can actually have an impact. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody.
Peas and them vegetables. Okay. Don't just steam them. You know nowadays they fry in Brussels sprouts nowadays.
Ooh,
okay. Ooh, season them vegetables.
Yeah.
Make them have an impact on that meal. You just don't want them to be the bland part of the meal that don't nobody want to eat and you just scrape off to the side. Eat them first.
Brag on your vegetables.
That's all we're saying. That's all we're talking about.
Yo, this is like, to me, this is like really dope. Like, we could have your stock portfolio that's making a difference, and you could have your safe investments just growing at 4-6%. But also that money is going into affordable housing. It's funding charter schools. It's funding community health programs. Like, come on. Like, who wouldn't want to at least a little bit of your money doing something like that?
Because let's be honest, what's Thanksgiving without sweet potato pie? Like, that's what you need. You need the yams. Right?
Yeah.
Who's showing up to Thanksgiving only with turkey and ham? You ain't got no mashed potatoes?
That's terrible. Okay. Nobody wants that.
You ain't put no brown sugar in them yams?
You see what I'm saying? We need some sides.
You need some sides. You need them vegetables. Oh. They make it a meal. And something
diversification,
like,
baby.
That's all we're saying. That's all we're saying. We want to make sure you have a meal.
Yeah. And we want to make sure your meal is not just good for you, but also good for the world around
Come
you.
On.
Because we've got to give this world to our children and grandchildren and godchildren.
There you go.
Down the road.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. We spit now. So before the break, we were talking about two different organizations that you can invest with. They're issuing bonds literally every week. The Calvert bonds you could buy for as little as $20.
$20. If you're listening to this show, you got $20.
Yeah.
At this point, because you got a podcast app, some of y'all got Spotify accounts, you got a smartphone, you got $20 if you're listening to the show.
Yeah. And you'll get it back with interest, my guy.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Then we've got the capital impact bonds, which you could buy for $1,000. I believe a lot of our listeners have $1,000 to invest. And then finally, we're going to introduce one last organization, but there are others, by the way. Like, we wanted to highlight what we consider to be the big three. There's a ton of others. Like, there are local organizations. Some are like specifically targeting certain counties. Some are targeting certain states. Some are global. Some are international. We're just highlighting a few that we found that we've done research on that we feel pretty good about. So the next one is called LISC, L-I-S-C. LISC stands for Local Initiatives Support Corporation. They've been around since 1979. I think they could have done a better job of naming themselves.
Not LISC. No, because for some people, they're going to think it's LISP. which also that you probably think is an organization in support of like
people verbal, with speech impediments,
right? With people with speech, like Joe Biden, like this is not that, right?
No. So some people think it's just list, like a list of what,
right?
No,
exactly.
It's LISC.
Yeah, L I S C.
Yeah. So, but LISC, I know the name isn't the best. I will admit that, but their products are great. So they've invested since 1979 over $26 billion into a range of impact areas, including housing, education, and poverty. And when I say poverty, the eradication, the elimination of poverty. Their notes are also credit rated. So S&P, Moody's, these are organizations that are giving a credit rating, and LISC actually has the best credit rating of all the impact note issuers. Their credit rating is actually AA-, which ironically is the same credit rating of our U.S. government. How about that?
How about that? And who gave the U.S. government the credit rating? Because this feels like a conspiracy.
They got the same credit worthiness as the U.S. government, but I will say the U.S. government is probably a little more credit worthy, but the U.S. government is not putting their money into the community in the same way that LISC is.
Yeah. So the typical term on these notes are 2 years, and their top impact areas are housing, education, and poverty. And I do just want to highlight one of their investments that right now hits really close to home for me. So something called the East of the River Clergy Police Community Partnership, the ERCPCP. That's worse than LISC.
How do you say that? IRCPC.
The East of the River Clergy Police Community Partnership. But let me tell you about what they're doing, right? This is a faith-based community development corporation. They were founded in 99, where pastors from a variety of areas around the DMV area have come together to put initiatives together to reduce the number of homicides amongst youth in Southeast DC.
That's beautiful. Pastors and police
working together to ensure that they can reduce the number of homicides amongst youth in Southeast DC specifically. Right? Like, did you know that there is an investment vehicle that cares about your community on this level? And when you invest your dollars and get them back with interest, you're having this level of impact. Did you know that's an option?
That's crazy. You can get 5.75% returns. That's better than you can get in your savings account.
Facts.
And make that kind of impact. Other stuff they're funding, just a couple of examples. Women's fashion company called Sadie and Sage. They helped them with an acquisition loan to buy a new building for their headquarters. That's allowing them to continue to hire and employ folks in the community while developing sustainable clothing for people. And it's a women-owned business. I love that.
Yeah, there's also something called Be Neighbors, Affordable Housing for Veterans. Right. And I think that's self-explanatory. And if you live in this country, you understand the difficulties and the struggles that veterans deal with when they come home and don't have resources or adequate resources available to them. And unfortunately, a lot of them end up on hard times where they struggle with finding housing. They struggle with finding income because they have their own things to deal with. And so Be Neighbors, Affordable Housing for Veterans is a organization that helps the development of housing for our veterans and providing them with permanent supportive housing, right? So not just we could push you up in a shelter for a couple of weeks, you good, all right, you back out in these streets, like permanent housing for American veterans.
Yeah, I hate to see veterans out here struggling, especially the folks that are like injured and disabled. You know, you often see, you know, walking through New York City or DC, folks in wheelchairs, missing limbs, and now they're begging. And, you know, they fought for their country. They sustained injuries in a lot of cases. And some of it's mental. Some of it is stuff you can't see.
A lot of it is mental. Can I just tell you something I saw last night? And I wasn't a little sure about how I felt about it. So last night, my boyfriend, he got inducted into the Hall of Fame in his hometown for sports. And so last night's festivities were, we went to the home game of his high school, and they, you know, he walked out on the field and they did the whole thing. And right at the game, the U.S. Army had a tent set up inside the game, at the game. And, you know, they were recruiting. And as we were walking out, they had like six kids. It was like four or six kids on the ground. And they were like doing timed planks to see how long they could plank. Mind you, this is during a football game. Okay. These kids are like in the dirt. There's somebody
being hazed.
Yeah, literally. There's somebody standing over them in a military uniform with a stopwatch. All these people are standing around them, looking at them, seeing how long they could do a plank. And it just made me think, you put all this effort, right? You put all this effort into recruiting these young students. We talked earlier about today, people under the age of 18 committing crimes because their brains aren't fully developed. Well, they're also being indoctrinated to serve this country before their brains are fully developed. But when they come home, they don't have all the resources that they need. The same amount of effort isn't put forth. You're not showing up at their local communities or at their local high schools or at their local grocery stores to make sure they have the tools that they need to be able to survive after they've served. But you'll show up at their high school during a game when they're supposed to be having a good time,
Lord,
to put them through a physical fitness test to make sure they're what you need for them to serve the community.
Wow. Yeah. So we've talked about a lot. We got to wrap up. But before we go, we got to put our financial advisor hat on for a moment.
Yeah, that's our job. You know, while we also are having an impact, we still do have to do our job. So there are some other things that you need to know, right? Not just about these three particular investment opportunities, but about these type of opportunities in general. The fine print, first things first, we talked about a term. So liquidity may be an issue in some of these notes. You need to know what the term is, how long you have to hold them to maturity. And that means like, how long is your money going to be locked up before you're going to get it back? Right. And for some people, different years, you do want to consider different term periods, depending on what your strategy is. But be mindful of that, that liquidity may be an issue in some of these notes. So that needs to be a factor. It can't just be the impact, right? Like while we want to say, just do the thing that feels good, do the thing that feels good. And that's also going to keep money in your household. So you have to be mindful of the term or the lockup period and make sure that works for you.
Yeah, because often like one of the features of bonds, and in particular, like a treasury bond, if I bought a 10-year bond, but I need my money back in 3 years, I could typically sell my bond and get a pretty good price for it. And that's because treasury bonds are very liquid. Like there's always interest. There's always someone that wants to buy that bond from you. With these impact bonds, not so much. Like if you bought a bond for $1,000 and it matures in 5 years, but you need your money back in two, you might take a little hit. Like you could probably sell it to someone, but it might cost you a little bit, right?
And so just make sure you're comfortable with the term. Yeah,
absolutely. The next point is you can't only do these. Like you really need a diversified portfolio. Like I know everything we said sounds great. Like if you've got, you know, a $500,000 saved for retirement, don't put all of it into these different things. You need a fully diversified portfolio.
Right, because no one's going to Thanksgiving just for the yams. You are looking for Turkey, ham, right? You are looking for pound cake. You need all of the things.
Yeah, so yeah. We talk about that a ton.
Yeah, in the same fashion, you do need a fully diversified portfolio. So we do want you to do good, but you got to do all of it.
Yeah, that's a fact. You need stocks. You need bonds. You need maybe some commodities, maybe some hedge funds. I don't know, but I'm saying it can't just be all impact and all specifically impact notes. And finally, do the research, like read up on these organizations, read into their annual reports, look at the impact, but also look at the financials. And if you need help doing the research, reach out to your financial advisor. I would bet you money that they've never heard of these things before. Mm-hmm. Send them a copy of this podcast. If you're not getting anywhere, give us a call.
Yeah, because again, this is a lot, right? The reason for this podcast is because you don't know everything, right? Like every area isn't your area of expertise. And so it's our job to bring awareness to you and for you to take it and bring it into your home, to bring it into your portfolio, to bring it into your strategic plan. And so to Alan's point, find somebody to help you. Get some research done on your own, but also talk to your financial advisor. If you don't have one, reach out to us, do your Googles, do all the things that you need to do. And get involved. Have an impact.
Yeah. And our website, just so you know, momentum-advisors.com/contact. Mm-hmm. That's how you can schedule an appointment if you want to talk to us.
So we will be back next week. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.